I don't know how many of you had a chance this morning. Did anyone get a chance to look at our thought for the day from Jonathan Edwards? If you didn't get a copy, I'll get you one if you'd like. Seven thoughts written by the Puritan divine Jonathan Edwards about being a pilgrim. We were blessed by those in our church as we read through and looked at one of the sermons that he preached. But if you didn't have a chance to look at it, here's the thought. He said, pilgrims are not diverted from their aim. You know what the word divert means, don't you? It's turned aside. He said, pilgrims are not diverted from their aim. Let me ask you a question. How many of you here are pilgrims? Anybody here a pilgrim? Brother Steve? You're 100% right. We forgive you, even for your thing. But you know, we're all pilgrims. You know, it's interesting that people talk about, as Christians, we're pilgrims. You know, we talk like we kind of, you know, we sort of got the market cornered on being pilgrims. Well, you know what? Did you know that everybody on this earth is a pilgrim? Did you know that? Did you know that even the ungodly are pilgrims? The pagans are pilgrims. The reprobates are pilgrims. Do you know why we're pilgrims? Why we're all pilgrims? Because none of us is here forever. Right? Nobody's here forever. And except maybe for Enoch, Elijah, nobody gets out alive, do they? We all leave the same way. One of my favorite bulletin board signs I've ever seen was, come to church and don't wait until they carry you in feet first. But you know, we're all pilgrims. We're all pilgrims. We're all journeying. We're all going somewhere. None of us is here forever. We live like we're going to be here forever, don't we? Mm-hmm. People go through this earth, we walk like we'll be here forever and ever. When you're young, you feel that way. You start to get a little bit older, you start to realize that that's not true. But we still don't even like to think about that, do we? But you know, as pilgrims, we're journeying somewhere. I wonder, if I were to ask you today, where are you headed? Where are you headed? You know, we probably get a lot of different answers. You know, maybe I'm headed home, or maybe I'm headed to do whatever it is that Brother Steve tells me I'm supposed to do today, my job on the grounds, or maybe I'm headed back to make lunch or dinner, or I'm headed home, I'm headed to college, I'm headed here, I'm headed there. We're all headed someplace. You ever wonder when you're driving the roads, you see all those people out on the roads? You ever wonder where everybody's going? Where's everybody headed? In an R down by us, by the shore, you know, in the summer, everybody's headed to the beach, usually not too quickly. Everybody's in a traffic jam. Where are they all going? We're all going to the beach. We're all going to have some fun. Nothing wrong with the beach. I like the beach too. But where are you ultimately headed? What's your ultimate destination? Do you have a destination to which you are headed? Well, Edwards tells us that real pilgrims always keep that destination in mind, and they are never diverted from it. There's always, that's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. Do you know where you're headed? I trust we all know where our ultimate destination is. I believe everyone here knows the Lord, but if you haven't, if you don't know where your destination is, you make sure that you deal with God. Make sure you deal with it. Make sure that final destination is set, is secure, is settled. And don't divert from it. You know, that's what kept the Apostle Paul. That's what kept him going. In fact, he wrote that. He wrote that in Philippians. He says, I press toward the mark. I press toward the goal. I have something. I have a sight. I have a vision. I have a place. I have a destination. I have a reward to which I am pressing. And I always keep that in mind. I always keep that in sight. I always keep that in my field of vision. And I press toward that. I push toward that. I labor towards that. That's what I'm aiming for. That's where I'm heading. And you know, as I read that, I don't know, perhaps someone else wants to say something on it. If you do, that's fine. If not, that's fine too. But as I read that, the word perseverance came to my mind. Perseverance. You know, it's easy to get weary in well-doing. We all get tired. Do you get tired? You ever get weary? You ever sometimes just feel like taking a break? You ever just feel like kind of chucking it all and putting your feet up and just turn that computer off, Sister Aletha. Put that phone on silent. Just kind of put your feet up and sure, we all have it. We all have it. We all get weary. But you know, one thing that can keep us going is to remember our goal. Remember where it is that we're heading. That celestial city. That great reward to which we're all heading. You know, as I looked at that scripture, I was just thinking about it. A few quotes came to mind. One of my favorite characters in history, Abraham Lincoln, made an interesting statement. Listen to what he said. He says, "You know what? I may be a slow walker, but I never walk backwards." You know what he meant, right? I'm always going forward. I'm always going that way. Thomas Edison made this statement. "Many of life's failures are people who didn't realize just how close they were to success." Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. And then Prime Minister Winston Churchill was invited to speak at a graduation. I believe it was a graduation. And the folks were waiting with bated breath to hear what this great speaker was going to say. They're waiting for this great oration where they were going to be inspired and taught and educated. And he stood up there, and I know we have somebody here who likes British accents. And I can't do a good British accent. But he looked at them, he looked at those graduates, he looked at the crowd, and here's what he said. You ready? It's very profound. Now make sure you listen, because it's complicated. He said, "Never, never, never, never give up." And he sat down. Some people were stunned by that. And others who thought about it recognized that they had just been given a priceless piece of information. Never give up. Keep walking. Keep going forward. Don't let anything divert you from your goal. And I just don't mean natural goals. You know, I'm talking specifically about our spiritual goals. God has a destination for each one of us. We're not just journeying to nowhere. We're not just out there walking aimlessly, but we have a goal. We have a place to which we are headed. We have one to whom we are headed. And so let's keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. I love those scriptures in Hebrews about keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, looking unto Jesus. We see Jesus, it says. Keep your eyes upon him. And as you see him, walk, run. A few years ago, I was at a Promise Keepers convention. And a pastor by the name of Ed Cole, some of you perhaps may have heard of him, maybe our brother John has heard of him. And he was speaking, and he said something interesting, something I had never heard. He gave an altar call. And do you know what he said? I'll never forget as long as I live. He said, "If you want prayer, if you need Jesus, don't walk to the altar. Run. Run." And you know, I was sitting in an arena. I don't even remember where it was. Maybe it was in the Meadowlands. It might have been in the Izod Center. I think it was. And I was sitting up top, and as I looked down, all of a sudden, you know what I saw? You know, when the altar call usually comes, right, Brother John? You got to kind of prod a little bit, right? You got to maybe send your wife out to, you know, get a few people going with the stick. You know? But you know what I saw? I saw men sprint the length of that arena. They weren't going for a layup. They were sprinting down to the altar to meet Jesus. That's how we ought to be on our pilgrim journey. Let's run. Let's not walk. Let's keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and let's run with our whole hearts. I love the image of Pilgrim as he leaves the city of destruction. There are voices calling him back. Come back, come back, come back. You know what he did? He stuck his fingers in his ears. He yelled out, "Life, life, eternal life." And he ran. And he ran. Let's run. Run to where? Run to Jesus. Knowing that as we follow our Lord, as we allow our shepherd to guide us, that he will lead us to that ultimate destination. And let's not allow anything to divert us. Yes, there are things we have to do. You know, you got to clean the lean-tos. You got to make dinner. There are things that need to be done. But let's always make Jesus the center and the focus of all that we do, all that we say, and even all that we see. Let's focus on Jesus and let's not allow anything to divert us. Would you just pray with me for a moment, please? And if anyone has a testimony this morning, please feel free. Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you that we can be in your house this morning. We thank you that we are your house. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we are all called to be pilgrims. We acknowledge that we are pilgrims. We are strangers in this land. We are here for only a time. But Lord, you have put us here for a time such as this. We are in your plan. Lord, you know our days. They were written in your book even before we were born. And I pray, Lord, that you will help us to keep our eyes focused upon you and run with all our might as you give us grace so that we may come to know you better and at last may come to that final destination that you have for each one of us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.